بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue this question and answer format on the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم entitled Al-Atr wal-Bakhur في سيرة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. Following the battle of Badr, the tribe of Quraysh was determined to revenge their defeat in the Battle of Badr. So they prepared an army estimated by how many fighters? We have reached, according to mine, this is group 61. Okay, they prepared an army of 3,000 fighters. And they were led by whom? Abu Sufyan. They were led by Abu Sufyan. When the news came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the preparation by Quraysh, he did what with his companions? He consulted them. That's right. He consulted with them. And then he came out with an army estimated of, from the Muhajireen, from the emigrants and the helpers, an army of how many? 1,000. Yes. Naam. And he took by mountain of, in the vicinity, by mountain of Uhud. The mountain of Uhud. And this mountain is known, and people know it, and it, So then he, in the next group, he organized his army. Then he placed some division or group of his army on a mountain or on a mount that looks the battleground. What type of fighters he placed on this mountain or on this mount or this hill? What type of fighters? Yes. Naam. The archers. Yes. The archers. And he commanded them to what? He was strict with them and commanded them to he commanded not over what happens to stay there, to stay in their place, right? Okay, to stay put. Alright, so, okay, that was his command, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did the archers keep to their command? No. The Kafirs took the opportunity and they filled the blanks. The disbelievers took the opportunity and they they attacked and they took over the same place, the same position of the archers. They took the same position of the archers. Now, many Muslims were martyred on this day, and from them is the leader of the martyrs, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was hurt where? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was hurt where? In the cheek. Naam. In his face. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. The battle, the next group, the battle of Uhud took place on the day of the Battle of Uhud. Took place on a Saturday, and that was from Saturday, which day of the month? On a Saturday. The fifth of Shawwal. And in which year? Which year? The third after Hijrah. The third after Hijrah. Now, what was the direct cause for the battle of the trenches or the Confederates? What was the direct cause? Breach of covenant by the Jews? Close. The direct cause is that the Jews were agitating the pagans to fight the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, so the Jews promised Quraysh to support them with what? Weapons and what else? Obvious. Yes, money and weapons. Okay, then because of that, a huge army was prepared. The number of its fighters was, fill the blanks, the army of the Confederates. I mean, they prepared an army of how many fighters? They were able, because of that, to prepare a strong army of how many fighters? Ten thousand. And it was led by whom? أبو سفيان. The battle of the trench occurred on the 15th of Shawwal from the year fill the blanks. No, not the 5th. Not the 5th. Not the 5th after Hijrah, no. Oh, no guessing. So, are you sure or what? 5th or 4th? No. You are... gotta be sure. So since you wrote 5th, but you're not sure. So it is the 5th. The 5th after Hijrah. The Muslims took a decision to what? Yes, alhamdulillah. The Muslims took a decision to after consultation between the Prophet ﷺ and the companions, the Muslims took a decision to No, we said before that, they took a decision to, first, the strategic decision was to defend the city. The city was exposed on its entrance. From which direction? From the north direction. From the north. Someone from the companions pointed to the idea of digging the trench in that direction. Who was he? Whose idea was it? Yes, Salman al-Farisi, رضي الله عنه. Salman al-Farisi. Now, the Muslims prepared an army of how many fighters? They had an army of 3,000 fighters. A period exceeding a month went, and Medina was under. No. Was under siege. No. Yes. One night from the nights of the winter, cold winter, something happened. What did happen? What happened? Powerful storms blew. They blew their tents threw away their utensils, and they were struck by pebbles and sand, and Allah instilled fear in their hearts, and then afterwards they what? They fled away. That's right, they fled away. So the mushriks failed and they fled away. The Prophet ﷺ a year later wanted to do what? A year later the Prophet ﷺ wanted to do what? يس عمره عمره نعم with his companions. They moved and they reached a place known as fill the blanks, and they were prevented from entering Mecca. They reached a place known as Al-Hudaybiyah. Yes, a place known as Al-Hudaybiyah. This confrontation ended up by what? By a famous act. Treaty. The Treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah. Sulh Al-Hudaybiyah. No. From the conditions of this treaty is that the war between the two parties stopped for how many years? Should cease for how many years? 10 years. Okay. From the conditions of this treaty is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam postpones his to the next year. His what? His umrah. His umrah. Also from the conditions. From the conditions is that. From the conditions. Is that. The Arabian tribes should have. The. What? Should have what? The choice to whether to join Quraysh or the Muslims. Yes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took good use of this treaty and he began to what? Da'wah, conveying Islam outside Medina. Conveying Islam outside Medina. That's right. Did Quraysh keep to its covenant and the treaty? No. They attacked one of the tribes. What's the name of this tribe? No, not Khuza'a. Okay, never mind. That's okay. We can drop this question. That's okay. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam afterwards decided to what? Decided to open Mecca. Gather the army to open Mecca. He prepared an army of how many strong? He prepared an army of how many strong? You know? Ten thousand. The opening of Mecca occurred on the 20th of Ramadan in the year what? After Hijrah. 20th of Ramadan in the year after Hijrah. 8 after Hijrah. That's right. when the army of the Muslims reached Mecca and Quraysh saw the strength of the Muslims, what happened to their defenses? Yes, they gave up. That's right. They gave up. The Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims enter Mecca. Then afterwards he did the following. Number one. Tawaf. Made tawaf. And he then destroyed the idols. And he used to recite what verse? What was the verse he recited? That's right. No, not Surat al-Ikhlas. No, not Ayat al-Kursi. Here it is.
1781.
نعم. أقول جاء الحق وزهق الباطل. And say truth has come and باطل falsehood has vanished. Surely batil, falsehood, is ever bound to vanish. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam punished the people of Mecca after he opened it. True or false? False. He forgave them. عليه الصلاة والسلام. There was one of them, however, who was, he صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded that he be killed by the Kaaba. Why? It's not about the name we're talking about now. Was he killed one of the Muslims? No. The question is, why did the Prophet ﷺ kill that man in person, in particular, and by the Kaaba, he killed him? It's not about the name. We're not talking about the name. No. No problem, Blasphemy is no, that's right. And his case is taken as evidence in something important. If you're having hard time to type. No. This man was notorious for insulting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. Slandering. Yes. Okay, now we know why. All right. Quraysh accepted Islam, right? No, he ordered him killed. And they became part of Islam. No. After that, the Prophet ﷺ Return to where? Return to where? To Medina. And he consolidated the tribes and formed from them a strong force. The opening of Mecca, this needs verification also. The opening of Mecca was a cause for the spread of Islam in the Arabian Peninsula. In which year the Prophet ﷺ invited the Muslims to go with him to Mecca to perform the Hajj and to learn the procedures of Hajj? No? 10th year. In the 10th year, how many responded? How many responded? On the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah that year, the Prophet ﷺ stood on Arafat and gave his famous what? His famous sermon. In it he taught what? Rights and duties of Islam, of Muslims, yes. And the explanation of the rights of Hajj. Then he recited a famous verse. He recited a great and famous verse, which the Jews envied. What was that verse? 5-3, yes, that's right. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. This pilgrimage of the Prophet ﷺ is known as farewell pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wada', farewell pilgrimage. In it he ﷺ taught them what is obligated upon them and what is halal and haram. طيب. In the next year, the 11th year, and 2 months after his return to Medina, something happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He became ill. By what? By what? The fever. نعم. The fever. After that, humma. Yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died on, name the day and the month and the year. Monday, 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. The year, which year? The 11th. إلى بنت أف الهجرة. When he died, he was how many years old? 63. صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was buried in the city of Medina, in the apartment of in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha wa an abiha. The Muslims became very sad, but someone stood amongst them and admonished them a great admonition. Who was he? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he told them a famous statement. What was that? And he told them a famous statement. What was that? Whoever worshipped Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad is dead. And whoever worshipped Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never dies, the ever living. And then he recited a great verse. What was this verse? He recited a great verse. It was as if they heard it the first time. Naam. Naam. What? Yes. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And Muhammad is no more than a messenger. Before him other messengers passed. And if he dies or is killed, will you then turn back on your heels? No. And whoever who turns back on his heels, not the least harm will he do to Allah. And Allah will give reward to those who are grateful. The Prophet ﷺ in his created form, he was somehow between the medium between. He was neither what? Not tall, not short. Yes. Naam. And from his moral qualities is that he was fill the blanks. Trustworthy. And he possessed many other great, yes, kind, honest, and trustworthy, and a great leader, and a brave, and great leader, who shared himself in the battles, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was kind, clement, not arrogant, not harsh, generous, patient, forgiving. And so Islam turned people from days of ignorance to a nation established on Tawheed of Allah, singling Allah alone in worship. And Islam spread on this creed to many lands. May Allah the Most High reward our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the good for what he had done to Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return the Muslims to the way of their Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in all aspects of their lives. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.